Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. We're just a couple days before Rosh Hashanah. Bli Neder, Bezrat Hashem, I will try to pre-record the Shiorim for the 3 days of Yom Tov, even Eretz Yisrael. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and then Shabbat, Baruch Hashem. It's a good idea to consult your local Orthodox rabbi about showering on Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveiro. I'm not poskening right now, but Rav Moshe Feinstein said they used to take cold showers in Russia on hot days, even on Shabbat, and it doesn't get so hot in Russia. Anyway, consult your local halakhic authority. We are in Bava Metzia, Chapter 3, Mishnah 11. Hamafkid maut etzel shulchani. Someone deposits money with the shulchani, the money changer, the banker. So it depends. Im tsururin, if they're tied up, you know, they're in a bundle that's sealed or they have a special sign on them, lo yishtamish behen, the shulchani cannot use them. He has to keep them as a safe deposit, not as something he can use for banking and changing. Levi rachim avdu, therefore, if they're lost, einu chayv b'chayutan. The shulchani doesn't have to pay, now, as long as he wasn't negligent. If there's negligence involved, then even a shomer chinam, an unpaid custodian, is liable, but if they're just sitting there in the corner, he has no ability to use them, then he's a shomer chinam, and if they're stolen, he's not liable as long as he took normal precautions. Mutarin, if he was just given cash or coins, not bundled, not sealed, yishtamish behen. The assumption is a shulchani, a banker, can make use of the money you give him to make change for other customers, make investments, and you'll get your money back. It might be not the same money, different money. And therefore, if the money is lost, the shulchani, the banker, must pay the depositor. Etzel balabait, what if he's depositing by a regular homeowner, a regular guy, not a professional shulchani, bein sroin, bein matarin, lo yishtamish behen. Whether it's just cash loose or it's bundled up, he may not use them. The assumption is a regular balabait is not making use of money. Lefichach im avdu eino chayvirutan. Therefore, he's a shomer chinam, and he's not liable unless there's real negligence. Whereas the shulchani, when he has the right to use the money, he becomes a shomer sechar. He's getting paid with his ability to use the money, and therefore he has a higher level of liability. He's chayev for gnev and aved if it's stolen or lost. How about chenvani? Now, chenvani is a shopkeeper. So obviously, as a cash register, he does have to make change sometimes. He extends credit sometimes. Chenvani kibol habayit, diri Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, a chenvani who's given money cannot use it like a normal balabayit. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chenvani kishulchani. He says, no, a shopkeeper can also function somewhat like a shulchani, and therefore, if the money is loose, he does have the right to use it, but also the higher level of responsibility, because now he's a shomer sachar, because he has a benefit while he's watching the money. Let's go on to Yud Bet, a shuleach yad b'pikadon. Somebody sends his hand upon the item he was entrusted with, meaning he's misusing someone else's property. We might call it embezzling or misappropriation. Beit Shammai, Omrim Beit Shammai says, Yilkei b'chaser v'yeter. He gets hit with depreciation or appreciation. So for example, he was given a pregnant cow to watch. A pregnant cow is more valuable than a non-pregnant cow. And it gave birth, mazel tov, and then he lost the cow and the baby. So he's on the hook for the full value of the pregnant cow, and also the value of the newborn calf as well. Another example is he's given a sheep that was recently shorn, and then it grows wool, and then he makes use of it and loses it. He's liable to pay for a sheep laden with wool. Beit Hillel, I mean, now Beit Hillel disagrees. It says, Kishat Hotza. It's at the time of removal. So if he was sholeach yad, he was misappropriating someone else's property with the pregnant cow, then he's liable to pay a pregnant cow, not also the value of the newborn. Rabbi Akiva omer kishol tetviya. Rabbi Akiva says he pays for his misappropriation at the time of the lawsuit. When he gets sued, whatever value has increased, he would pay any increase at that time. Hashchoshev lishloach yad b'kiyadon. Someone he's thinking about sending his hand against someone else's property. Now, the Barnur here brings, the Gemara brings, it's not Hoshev Davka, it's not Davka he's thinking about it. Thinking about it is not, it's not a good idea, but it's not a crime. It's not an Aveira. He actually says he's going to do it in front of witnesses. And it's a reminder that sometimes we have thoughts that are not so great or not so helpful. Sometimes we're thinking badly about other people. We should do tshuva for that, certainly, but thank God it's not so bad. But once it escapes our lips, it becomes dibor, Kol Davar Ra, it's Dibor, is another thing. And then Maisa, actually sending a hand, is even worse. So sometimes we need to change our thoughts first, then our words, then our actions. Sometimes it's easier to change the actions first, and then the words, and then the thoughts. In any event, this custodian is thinking about embezzling, saying he's going to be embezzling this item. Beit Shammai Orim Chayiv. Beit Shammai says, yeah, that's enough to make him Chayiv if something then happens to the item, even before he touched it. Beit Hillel Orim Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyishlach Bo Yad. He's not liable until he actually touches it for himself. Shemar Im Lo Shalach Yadu Melechet Rehu. The verse states in Shemot, to Exodus 22, chapter 22, verse 7, he has to actually send his hand on the handiwork of his friend. He actually touch it. Ketzad, what's the example? Hita et achavit. He's tilting someone else's barrel of wine. V'natram in a revit. He takes a revit to drink with his dinner. V'nishbara. And then the barrel breaks, not while he's touching it. Einu mishalom el revit. He has to pay him back a revit worth of wine, not the entire barrel. After all, he didn't break the barrel. He merely stole a revit. The kahati actually brings, if his opening the barrel let in oxygen, which then made the wine turn vinegar, made it sour faster, he would be on the hook for the entire contents. So that's an important kahati if you're opening a lot of bottles of wine for Yom Tov. Anyway, Hegbia, if he lifts up the whole barrel, v'natlam in revit, and only pours out a revit to drink, Nishbara, and then the whole barrel breaks or leaks, Mishalem Demei Kula, he has to pay for the entire contents. Because he's been Sholeach Yad on the entire barrel, he's Kone, he has the kinyan of a thief now, he's no longer a custodian, he's now a thief, and he has to make complete restitution. We should all be Zoche to make complete tshuva in the coming days. Tizku le mitzvot.